All right, well, I'm on. Hallelujah. Okay, well, August is here. Already, probably, goes without saying. In fact, someone posted on Facebook yesterday that summer should get a speeding ticket. And some of us may feel like our whole life should get a speeding ticket. But the good news is that as we learn to appreciate the moments of our life right now, as we decide to stop and smell the roses, so to speak, then we won't be discouraged about the appearance of time speeding by or regret the loss of time. Because where the experience of joy and appreciation for life is concerned, it is never too late to make up for lost time. Appreciation for our life as we're living it enriches our experience of the moment we're in so that we are able to have the time of our life anytime. And every moment of the day has something good in it. Something good is going on right under our nose. It's been said that if you need something to feel grateful for, take your pulse, and then be thankful for the gift of life. Now, all year through our rule-based themes, we're learning that if we practice certain spiritual ground rules, and if we use them as guidelines for changing the thought patterns that may be getting in the way of our enjoyment of life and maybe preventing us from expressing ourselves more freely and more generously and more graciously, we feel the power within us to create the life that we want to live. Now, as it's been mentioned, today begins our August theme, Be Blessed. And it's the perfect theme to encourage us to practice appreciating our life by noticing and becoming aware of all the blessings of life that are around us. Now, if you've been here at LEC for the past 6 months, off and on, then you know that Be Blessed is the what number rule? Seven. It's rule number seven. It's the seventh of the 10 rules for creating a prosperous life that are listed in The Art of Abundance by Dennis Merritt Jones. And we are looking at a prosperous life as a life that to us is a joy to live. And since we're the only one who can live our life, we may as well create one that we enjoy. Because when we are living in our joy, when we are enjoying this life as we live it, we naturally go with the flow of abundance that is flowing everywhere within the universe, in every direction, round and round and up and down. And from the inside out, there is no spot where good is not, even when it appears to us that it isn't there. Now, the poet W.B. Yeats said that the world is full of magic things patiently waiting for our senses to grow sharper. Now, we can sharpen our senses by intentionally looking for the good everywhere we are, by opening our heart to the good within us, and by opening our mind to the presence of that good all around us. It's our focus on the blessings of life that allows us to see those blessings. It allows blessings to appear to us that would otherwise go unnoticed by us. The Art of Abundance tells us we direct the impartial flow of energy that is causing the whole universe to expand in a manner that reflects our most deeply embodied thoughts and beliefs, resulting in an experience of life filled with an abundance of either not enough or more than enough. So this morning, we may want to ask ourselves, when I look at my life, when I look at the world around me, what do I see? Neediness and an abundance of not enough, or an oversufficiency, an abundance of more than enough? Ernest Holmes wrote in The Science of Mind, what you're looking for, you're looking with. We're either looking for and finding lack and limitation in our life and in the world around us because we are looking with a mind that believes that the world and everyone in it, including ourselves, is on its own. In a world where there's just not enough to go around. Or we're looking for and finding an overflow of goodness in our life, and we're seeing an overflow of abundance everywhere we look because we are looking with a mind that is filled with conviction that even in this world, even in this world, everyone, including ourselves, is one with a universe that is blessing everything in it. We are one with a universal supply that sources every living being with more than enough to enjoy living life every moment. Now, the world teaches us that seeing is believing. But since we can only see the world through our perception and what we believe in our mind, believing is seeing. What we're looking for, we're looking with, because what we see is what we expect to see. The world has nothing to show us that isn't already within us as our own expectation of it, no matter what it's doing. So when we believe there's not enough somewhere, we experience a universe that plays favorites, whether it seems to work in our favor and against someone else, or against us and in favor of someone else. In the way of the heart, we read, forgive yourself for the judgments you have made. For who among you has not known the feeling of saying, God, my life is just not worth very much. I'll never be like so-and-so down the street. I'll never have enough money. Not enough people are going to know me. When will my work ever get out as big as that person's work? And on. The world of appearances doesn't encourage us to look for the good and praise its abundance everywhere or anywhere. In fact, some people say that we should feel grateful for our life and the little bit we have in it because there are other people who have less than we do. But no one's blessings are made greater because they're better than someone else's. No one in the world is more fortunate or less fortunate than anyone else. No matter what is happening in any particular moment in anyone's life. But the media that speaks for this world of appearances seems to focus on what's wrong with most of this life and the unchangeable circumstances in which we appear to live. It compares today's events with yesterday's and tells us whether we should feel better or worse about this moment. It compares the lives of the rich and famous in such a way that causes us to believe that their lives are nothing like our life. And so we watch and we wish things were different. For us. The art of abundance tells us our tendency is to silently gawk at other people's good fortune, physical attributes, perceived blessings, and compare their life to what we believe is missing or wrong with our own. It's so compelling to watch it, that it can be addictive. And such a fascination with those who seem to have it all. If we become mesmerized by such a world focus, it can systemically affect just about every area of our life. When we get in the habit of focusing on what's wrong with our body or our significant other or our children or our neighbor or our lifestyle or our job or our financial status or our politicians or the country or the world, sure enough, that's all we're going to see because we're looking with a mind that expects to see it. And we're validated by everything we hear in the media. If we don't practice the spiritually based point of view that we are blessed every moment with good and look to see that good in every situation, no matter what that situation may be, if we become fascinated by what others say and have and do because it seems more intriguing than our own life, we unconsciously become a part of the inequality and animosity that's being played out in so many places around our world and being reported every day by the media. Eckhart Tolle said, "Stop looking outside for scraps of pleasure or fulfillment, for validation, security, or love. You have a treasure within that is infinitely greater than anything the world can offer. We're all equally blessed. We are each one of a kind in a universe of unlimited creations. And the universe is blessing all of creation all of the time, every living being, including us, with all that we need. We are blessed with enough and more than enough every moment to shout with joy, to live in love, to feel peace of mind. Comparison causes us to overlook the value of our own life. What's right with us and what's right with the world. It keeps us from seeing how blessed we in the world truly are. It keeps our senses from growing sharper so that we can perceive the magic things that are right where we are all the time if we would just look around with eyes to see. Now, all of us would love to be a blessing to others. We all want to be a blessing to others. We want to share joy and laughter, even with a stranger. We want to bring a smile to someone's face. We want to give money or service to uplift someone. We want to bring peace where drama seems to be playing out around us. And to want to be a blessing is a beautiful thing for all of us to want to be. But as the saying goes, you can't give from an empty vessel. We can't truly be a blessing wherever we are to anyone unless we first feel blessed within us because we have nothing to authentically give. Talk among yourselves. All right. The Art of Abundance says to be blessed describes a consciousness that knows that whatever our personally perceived needs may be, they are already filled because we are one with the original and only source of all abundance. To be blessed is to live with the awareness that not only are our personal needs met moment to moment, but that there's plenty left over to share because the source of our blessings is unlimited. To be blessed is to be aware that there are countless blessings, more blessings than we can count, all around us, every moment of every day. To be blessed is to be grateful, not just for the big things, but for the little things and all the things in between those things. It's gratitude as a lifestyle, not as a conditional inspiration, because there's always something, pa-boom, pa-boom, to be grateful for. To raise our consciousness, to raise our awareness, to that high place where we feel and know the unlimited possibilities for creating the life that we want to live, where we feel that experience, where we feel that power, takes more practice than simply counting a few blessings that happen to catch our attention. Even though our mind is busy counting all those things that aren't working, all those things that are wrong, all those things that are missing in our life. It's been said life is a series of thousands of tiny miracles. Notice them. And when we feel blessed by thousands of tiny miracles in our life, by those tiny blessings that just keep bubbling up because we're noticing that they're there, our blessings outnumber any problems that may arise. And it's only problems, not us, that are ever diminished or made small by comparison. Emerson said, "Never lose an opportunity of seeing anything that is beautiful, for beauty is God's handwriting. And thank God for it as an overflowing cup of blessings." We don't need a calculator to add up our blessings so that we can feel grateful about something. All that's required of us is a desire to notice the more than enough that is blessing us and the world around us every moment of every day. Namaste.